For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Pope Benedict XVI stunned the world Monday morning when he announced his retirement, effective the end of this month, the first pope in 600 years to do so. The announcement has church leaders all over the world scrambling for answers and to get into motion the mechanics to select a new pope. I spoke with Bishop William Medley, the head of the Catholic Diocese of Owensboro. I imagine you were as surprised as everyone else when the announcement came down.
I certainly was. In fact, I learned of this as I was backing out of my driveway and tuned into NPR. Immediately it got my attention at a whole new level when I realized that the Pope had actually acted to submit his resignation.
Yeah, not only the resignation, but so quickly, February 28th.
Right, right.
What happens now? The cardinals convene to select a new pope.
Well, we're in somewhat uncharted territory, but it allows them as much time, you know, as they've ever had in the past when a pope dies. And sometimes popes have died after a prolonged illness, but oftentimes they've died rather unexpectedly. And so the cardinals are to convene. So if anything, there's really more time for preparation under these circumstances than there have been historically in the past.
Mm-hmm. Is there someone who would be considered a front runner to be elected the next pope?
From what I gather, and I'm as dependent upon the media as you, I don't think so. You know, there's a lot of prominent churchmen from around the globe who are part of the College of Cardinals. But no one name comes to mind for me.
But with the Pope's resignation, he would still have influence over the choice.
Well, I saw a subsequent press release from the Vatican that said he would not participate in the conclave. Knowing Pope Benedict XVI and this almost unprecedented act that he's just taken, I think my thought is he will step quietly away and allow this process to take place as if he had been deceased.
Now, I realize it's only been a pope for 8 years, but what will his legacy be?
His legacy will be multifaceted. You know, just last fall, he convened bishops from around the world to hold a synod on the new evangelization. And what he was trying to effect there was to try to recognize that in those nations, like in Europe and in North and South America, where the church has flourished for centuries, the church is in decline, at least in terms of membership, up against issues of materialism and secularism. And the Pope's asking, how can we rekindle the fire of faith and the presence of the Holy Spirit in those who have already professed the faith, have already been baptized? He'll be remembered as a Pope with a great compassion for the poor, always speaking out when there were instances where poverty or want or droughts were affecting the livelihoods of people. He called upon the nations of the world to respond to that. He'll be remembered as an apostle of peace because whenever there was armed conflict anywhere in the world, or even before armed conflict came, he would speak eloquently and prophetically, trying to call people to peaceful resolution of the differences between nations. So his legacy is going to be multifaceted, mm-hmm. and certainly no small part of it will be this very action to recognize his own frailty and his own limitations and determine that for the good of the church, he should step down in a most irregular fashion.
Church leaders say the plan is to have a new pope elected in time for the holiest days of the year leading up to Easter. For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran.